Very strange and unusual. The last boat crossed the finish line at 9:31 this morning. I believe, and I don't know if they keep records of this, but I believe this is the fastest Bayview Mackinac race ever. Tricia Smotherman is the race chairperson, and she was very nervous. In fact, she led off her speech at the Bayview press conference this year, worried that she might be involved in one of the longer races.
I was. The last two races have been so quick that I was just absolutely sure that it was going to be a slow race this year, and I was vastly, happily surprised.
Now, we had a lot of wet weather. Everybody I've talked to said it was a wet race. It's interesting to me because I think every boat in the fleet probably had one of its best races ever, but everybody was talking like they never want to go through this again.
You know, being cold and wet is not comfortable at all, and we got pretty cold and pretty wet on the start boat as well, so I can empathize with them.
Beautiful day today, though, so they'll get to enjoy the island, and I'm sure everybody's happy to be here on a day like this.
There's no doubt. I'm sure people will be celebrating tonight. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be stopping down at the police station on my way to introduce myself and say, please don't call me.
Now, I was thinking about this. Marcia Everingham, yourself, and I couldn't think of any other ladies who have run this event.
I'm the second.
You are the second. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
On having a perfect race. I'm for voting you back in next year.
Oh, let me think about that.
Is it intimidating at all, or you've been around sailing for a long time, haven't you?
I've been the principal race officer of this race for about 5 years, since 2012, and I've been on the race committee for quite a while. My husband was the race chair in 2006, and so it was a little intimidating. But we've also got a new program in place, the Mackinac Race Authority. So it's a 5-year span. You're there 2 years before your chairmanship. 2 years after, we're to provide an advisory capacity. And so it really a lot of great support. We had 165 volunteers, which was a tremendous, tremendous support. And so it wasn't nearly as intimidating as I thought it might be, and it just kind of helped me expand my skill set as well. So it's all good.
And it's a tremendous group of volunteers, and just about everybody comes back every year. So it's not like you're teaching people how to do it for the first time while you're trying to conduct the race and get prepared for the party after the race. Everybody kind of knows what they're doing.
They do. They do. Just as we have like 3 and 4 generations sailing in the race, we also have 3 and 4 generations on race committee. So it becomes a family vacation, and they train up their family members. God bless them.
From our perspective, everything went off without a hitch. Was there any trouble this year?
No, there was no trouble as far as getting the boats going on the race. We had 205 boats start. We had 190 boats finish because we had 15 boats that retired due to, you know, crew exhaustion or equipment exhaustion during the race. It was quite windy and quite cold. And, you know, we would prefer that those boats with older crews or younger crews get somewhere safe if they start to feel a little incapacitated, because we don't want hypothermia. We don't want anybody to get sick. And everybody came through. Everybody I've talked to, the crews are all well, and knock wood, we're all good.
All right, your husband sails details. They have an experienced crew. Larry Bell was on board. Have you talked to anybody? How was their race, and how are they feeling?
Cold and wet, and they're feeling better. They're feeling better by the minute. I have no doubt.
No difficulties, though, because obviously there was wind the whole way, and I haven't heard anybody say that they sat still for a second. In fact, some people were telling me they didn't realize, I was talking to the crew of Rowdy, they didn't realize their boat could go that fast, and they weren't sure it was safe to go that fast.
Surprise.
Yeah.
The speed of the race is just incredible to me. Clearly, you can tell I'm speechless, but I just can't describe it. I was just really surprised, thankful, and I wear St. Brendan here all the time when everybody's racing, because he's the patron saint of sailors and never hurts.
Yeah, well, great job. I think you did a flawless job here. Enjoy tomorrow and the party. And I do hope that you chair the race again, because if it goes this fast, I'm all for it.
If there's a slow one in there somewhere, that won't be mine.
worry about the next guy.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Tricia.
Oh, thank you, Dennis. It's a pleasure.
All right. Tricia Smotherman is the race chair for the race. Let's talk about that for a second of what exactly went on. And what went on was an absolutely blistering race.